Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Chris Rose works for the MLB Network. He works for the NFL Network. I want to talk a little baseball with him coming up. And Chris was going to join us earlier, so we're happy that he's able to join us right now. And he joins us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hi, Chris.
Hi, guys. Sorry, baseball meeting was moving around today.
No problem, pal. No problem at all. First of all, here sit our beloved Indians, and from the last time we talked, just kind of treading water a little bit, and now Zach Plesac has one bad outing, which, of course, you know, he's a rookie, he's going to, and Clevinger's coming back, and Carlos Carrasco, unfortunately, has been diagnosed with something, and we hope he's coming back. Where does this team sit right now? Has your thought process changed in the last week?
Well, let's look at what they've done since probably the last 2 weeks since we spoke, right? They won a series at Fenway. They won a series against Minnesota. They won a series against the Yankees. Right?
Right.
Those are all positives. And the Twins are still a lap up. So, you know, the question is, do you want to go fight for one of those wild card spots? And, you know, there's obviously the competitor in all of us that says, well, you know what? The window's open. Why don't you just try and jump through it? And you never know, the Giants a few years ago were an 88-win wild card team and ended up winning the World Series. So it can happen. And there's no question it can. I mean, particularly with that pitching staff where you have, you know, certainly a couple of guys you would feel good about starting a wild card game. And if you win that, it doesn't ruin your divisional rotation, right? Because you could probably feel good, hopefully at that point, about starting either Bauer, Clevinger, and or Kluber if he comes back healthy. And then you're still looking okay for a divisional play. You know, the question is, can this offense against really good pitching make it? And I still don't know. I mean, there's two legit players, and it's Frankie and Carlos, who have been sensational this year, right? Other than that, where is the true consistency out of guys? You know, Mercado's shown flashes. Roberto Perez has been on a really nice power swing. But once again, the pitching gets so much better in the playoffs because they shrink the games, and so they're bringing in guys in the fifth inning. They're throwing 98, and you have to deal with that. So I don't know, guys.
Chris,
a couple of tradable pieces.
All right, yeah, and I was going to bring that up because you were the first one to really bring up Brad Hand. We kind of were like, yeah, I guess he is. Is he still the most valued
totally.
Piece of the roster?
Absolutely. For a couple of reasons. One is there haven't been a lot of relievers that have been better than Brad Hand this year throughout baseball. I mean, I see them all, and he is right up there. Number two, he's under team control for the next couple of years. And we often talk about that, but you're not dealing for a guy who's going to walk at the end of the year. So if you're a contender, you feel good about the back end of your bullpen for multiple years, right? And then he really, comparatively speaking, doesn't make a substantial amount of money. When they're paying guys like Chapman and Kenley Jansen, and even a Mark Melancon, who isn't a closer anymore, $16 to $17 million a year, this guy's, you know, he'll make six, he'll make seven and a half, he'll make 10. That's way below market value for a real credible reliever, right?
Correct.
Right.
So you could, like a team like Atlanta, they need a closer. They just brought up a guy named A.J. Minter who's been in and out of their bullpen over the last couple of years, and they're basically giving him the closer's job again, even though he was just in the minors. So they're searching, and they have a ton of young talent, which is exactly what the Indians want. young, controllable talent.
Chris Rose joining us. I was talking to my buddy Dave today, and we talk sports all the time. And he made a point that I thought, boy, haven't thought of that yet, and he might be right. And we started talking about Jose Ramirez, and he said, you know, guys just don't hit well for five straight months by accident. He said, this guy is Carlos Baerga, circa 1996, when John Hart realized that Carlos was done being the type of player that he was. And that Jose, and my buddy said, Jose's done being the type of player that he was. You just don't bounce back from five straight months. That's not a slump. That's something's wrong, and it's not fixable. You buy that?
Hmm.
It's interesting, isn't it?
Really, he was really good for 2016. He was elite in 17 and 4 months of 2018, right?
Yeah, it's not extended, and then, you know?
What's that?
It's not like, you know, he had a five-year run or something like that.
No, he had probably a two-and-a-half-year run where he was all-star slash MVP material.
Right. And now he's hitting 198, and over the last 5 months, his batting average, going back to August of last year, 245 by month. 245, yeah. 174, 185 for April and March. May, 245. June, so far, 111.
Well, it's not so much the batting average. I know that that's what we all grew up on, but really in baseball, they are looking at a thing called OPS, which determines how much damage you do when you put the ball in play. Are
right.
you getting singles, or are you hitting homers and doubles? And that's why we see the strikeout rate so high across Major League Baseball, because they value those numbers more than anything else. And that's the alarming number. Like, we have seen guys over the years hit 215, but if they hit 35 bombs, teams are like, I'll live with that. The problem with Jose is he's hitting 200 with four homers. And
right.
remember, he used to be a doubles machine.
His OPS, just the number you're talking about, last year when he had the huge numbers, 939, this year, yeah. 586.
And just to give some perspective on that, league average is 720. I mean, that's an average player in the bigs. That OPS number is 720. So when you're talking about a guy that's under 600, that's usually reserved for the 25th guy in your roster, that spot. Certainly not a starting player, and certainly not a guy that you were counting on to be up there with Frankie Lindor as an MVP candidate. It's more than alarming. I don't understand it at all.
All right, well, let's talk.
Would you move him?
Move him where?
I know. Can you find one team that thinks, yep, we can fix it?
Yes. There would be teams that would take him because, once again, his salary isn't ridiculous. But what is the point of moving him? Everybody's like, well, we got to trade him. So the point of a trade is to help your team.
Correct.
If you just want him out of the clubhouse to go fix himself, he's got an option left. Go send him down to the minors. If that's what you're trying to do, if you're saying that he's eating a roster spot, you still have an option on him. Don't trade him. You can't. The idea when you trade people is not to trade at their lowest value. That's why I'm mentioning trading Brad Hand. It's not because I want to get rid of him. It's because his value will never be higher than it is today on June 12th or whatever, or on 13th.
I agree with you on that. The thought about trading Jose, if you truly think like John Hart did with Carlos back in the day, this guy's done. Maybe you just cut bait and move on.
I guess, but once again, my question is, what are you trading for?
Well, but if you don't think you have an asset that's worth much,
salary relief down the line.
My only thought, Chris, is if you think you have an asset that's going to do nothing but continue to decline, well, maybe now's the time. I personally, we all hope they can fix him, but five straight months of not hitting very well is not a good sign.
Well, what would you give up for him? If you were an interested party, what would you trade for him?
A couple of prospects.
Well, I think the question is, why would you need him in the first place, isn't it?
If you think you can fix him.
But I'm not here to – if I'm a decent team, yeah. I'm not trying to fix him in the middle of the season. I don't need that. I probably have guys in the minors I'd rather give a shot than him.
Right.
What do you think he is? He's worth a single-A player right now who's not a high-end single-A player somewhere? Somewhere where they're like, oh, you know, we've got too many third basemen. Okay, well, maybe we'll – that right? Are we on the same page, Chris?
Yeah, I just don't know what he would bring you and how a trade would benefit your franchise right now. I think you're better off waiting it out right now.
Let me throw the same question at you for Jason Kipnis. It's the same question. Why are you punching me?
I'm not. I'm like, yeah, there's the Jason Kipnis line I've been waiting for.
Well, I want to sit here and talk about something positive like Orlando Mercado.
Oscar,
Orlando. I'm down thinking about going to Florida. Oscar Mercado. Sorry.
I was thinking about having some bread.
I was going, I don't know why I said Orlando. I don't know why. But again, let's go back to Kipnis. What would the value of Kipnis be out there? Who wants that contract?
Nothing.
Nobody.
Well, but see, guys, Kipnis is in the last year of his deal. There's a $2.5 million option on him next year, and he's making 14 plus this season. Nobody wants to trade for a guy that you have to pay more than $7 million to the rest of the year. Who's he hitting .210? It's just if the Indians, I told you this like 6 weeks ago, if the Indians were to turn it around, it's going to be the guys in the locker room. Some teams have more flexibility where they're willing to add payroll, where they're willing to take on salaries. And so the Phillies traded for Jay Bruce. Now, granted, Seattle ate 80% of that deal financially on Jay Bruce. But when they originally traded for him before McCutchen got hurt, he was going to be there as a bench player. Jay Bruce, he would have been the best outfielder on our team if we had traded for him.
Yes.
But the Phillies were trading for him to be a fourth outfielder. That's the difference between where the Indians are right now as an organization and where a team like the Phillies are. And I'm not complaining about it. It's disappointing because it sucks as a fan, but you just have to understand where we are as a franchise.
Chris, thank you very much for your time, sir.
Tallahassee Roads, it was great talking to you.
Well done. All right, guys.
Well done.
Thanks.
All right, Chris.
Bye. Thanks, Chris.
Chris Rose, MLB Network, and he joins us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He just threw out something really interesting.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.